John Smith at breakfast.
BBC Radio Gloucestershire.
We've been talking about already today, building good relationships between young people and the police. It's not always straightforward, is it? The days of the local bobby, who is well known in your patch, seems to be a thing of the past. But there is now a new plan to try and help the most vulnerable school children at risk of falling into the trap of organised crime and the gang lifestyle in Gloucestershire. And right at the front of that are six new youth engagement officers who've just started to work in our county. Our reporter Duncan Cook has been to a school in Tewkesbury to find out more about what they do.
Right, morning, unite.
Us coming into school in full uniform breaks down those barriers between young people and the police, because this can be a quite intimidating uniform. And young people don't often see police officers now because we don't patrol on foot like we used to. So often they will only see a police officer when things have gone wrong. By coming in and showing them our human side, and by, you know, being able to deliver these key messages to them, that's really important, because they will then understand that we are there to help them.
PC Candice Palmer is one of six new youth engagement officers. Their role is to support children and young people in Gloucestershire who are involved in criminality or at risk of becoming involved. They're delivering sessions in schools right across the county, tackling some tough subjects. And today, year nine pupils at Tewkesbury Academy are being told about the dangers of county lines.
Okay, so does anybody want to volunteer what they think or consider county lines to be?
The network between different counties selling drugs to different locations.
Excellent, yeah. Spot on. Can anybody elaborate on that?
We will come in and deliver a curriculum of sessions. So year six is internet safety or online safety. Year seven is grooming and exploitation. Year eight, knife crime. And year nine, county lines.
Every single one of you is vulnerable in here, and it's all to do about the way that you process information. Okay? So
the messages that we put across can be quite hard-hitting. We can give those real-life stories, and it does make a difference.
The other important role youth engagement officers play is supporting more vulnerable children who've been excluded from school, who could fall through the gap. And PC Palmer says one of their biggest challenges is building trust.
It is common with some young people because of the experiences they've had. Maybe they've had challenging backgrounds. They might have difficult family circumstances, interactions with the police. So that is key, because they are often the most vulnerable young people who actually may be at much higher risk of harm. With those young people, you have to show them, again, your human side. You have to develop those relationships over time. So if you're going into it, maybe a pupil referral unit, or you're working with a young person who is at risk of exclusion, you would go in and develop that at a much slower pace. You wouldn't go into a classroom and start delivering those messages. You would allow them to talk to you. You would allow them to ask questions. Just, you know, build up that trust over time.
Chief Inspector James Wyatt is the crime prevention lead for Gloucestershire Police. He says some of the most important work the youth engagement officers will do is right in the heart of communities.
Working with neighbourhood policing teams and other partners to intervene and disrupt where possible, to deter away from crime and social behaviour.
And how do you identify those young people that perhaps are at risk of, you know, maybe going down the wrong path?
Either through intelligent networks we already have established within policing, but also a great deal of partnership work with colleagues within some of our statutory partners, but also within education setting, letting us know of young people who may be heading down that path and need assistance.
And how important is it to do that at this particular age?
Incredibly important. We know that children are most vulnerable from exploitation, but they're also at a point in their life where they learn the most. So if we can get involved at this point to educate them on some of the risks out there and deter them away from criminal activity or antisocial behaviour, and then we can prevent future offending, future victimisation.
So please speak up, guys. Thank you for being so attentive. Thank you for listening. Look out for each other, and please take away the message as it's intended. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Really interesting, isn't it, what's been going on there? So we've got six new youth engagement officers for Gloucestershire, and that was them spending some time at Tewkesbury Academy, along with our reporter Duncan Cook.